Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A wind advisory begins at 10 a.m. today and continues until 1 a.m. tomorrow morning. Slight chance of rain showers today, otherwise overcast skies. High temperatures reach up to 65. Winds out of the southeast, 15 to 20 miles per hour. Severe storms likely. Tonight, lows level off around 48. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 45 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has received a new bill sitting on her desk that would address EMS response in certain parts of the state, especially those that are in rural areas of Kansas. After House Bill 2280 would affect counties with populations of less than 30,000 people, saying that the bill would require to have one person trained as an EMT or paramedic, with the ambulance driver only being required to be trained in CPR. And some emergency responders in the state say that they have some concerns about the bill.
Rather than investing money into the local EMS agency to ensure adequate staffing for some of those less populated counties under 30,000, that was, in my opinion, should have been a better fix. Granted, a much more long-term fix.
That was Shane Pearson, the vice chair of the Kansas Board of Emergency Medical Services on KSN News, where he says that it does limit the amount of knowledge that they may have during an emergency 911 call.
Fox Sports. Fox Kansas is Wichita's home for exciting live sports action. If you want to see the biggest names in golf before the Masters, we have them on Fox Kansas. It's Live Golf Miami Friday afternoon at 1. Then it's the UFL champion Birmingham Stallions against the Michigan Panthers in primetime. Saturday afternoon, don't miss the semifinals of the College Basketball Crown Tournament at noon. And on Sunday, catch the Live Golf Finals at noon. Then it's the finals of the CBCT at 4. Fox Sports. Fox Kansas. Channel 24. Cox Cable Channel 4.
Your home for all the latest in Kansas, regional, and national agricultural news is the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck. Join me daily for the latest ag news, statewide weather, and hourly commodity market updates. Also join agriculture radio legend Larry Steckline both Tuesdays and Fridays for a deep dive into the world of agriculture with the Steckline Report. The Mid-America Ag Network has been a seven-state region trusted source for everything in the world of agriculture for nearly 50 years. So join us daily through our many great affiliates on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Well, the Kansas State Legislature wrapped up last week by putting a new bill on the governor's desk that, if passed, would force individuals to pay for child support before a baby is even born. As according to KSNT News, they say that House Bill 2062 was passed by a supermajority with veto-proof majorities in both the House and the Senate. And if the governor did sign the bill, would require that unborn children in the state already be given a tax ID number, along with giving families tax breaks, along with forcing individuals to pay child support, which they say would give critical support for the pregnant mother in the choice on whether to have an abortion or not based on their living situation. According to the creators of the bill, they say, quote, it would provide the child support orders for unborn children from the date of conception, including the direct medical and pregnancy-related expenses of the mother as a factor in the child support orders, and providing for an income tax exemption for unborn children. Governor Kelly is likely to veto the bill. The governor did wrap up on Friday signing multiple other bills into law for the state. Good American Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Nebraska state lawmakers wrapped up last week advancing a bill that would seek additional carve-outs to language for a new paid sick leave law that voters did approve back in 2024 and that is set to take effect as of fall of this year. After, according to the Nebraska Examiner, they say the state lawmakers voted 13-14 to advance Legislative Bill 415 that would require paid sick leave to be given to 14 or 15-year-olds, temporary or seasonal agricultural workers, or workers in business with only 10 or fewer employees. Under the current approved law that we have in the state of Nebraska, businesses with fewer than 20 weekly employees would allow employees to process or accrue up to 5 days' worth of paid sick leave a year or 40 hours in total, or 7 days for larger businesses with near 56 hours of paid sick leave. They say employees will be able to use the paid sick leave for themselves or even a family member for mental or physical illness, injury, or preventative medical care.
Enroll in Farm Bureau Financial Services' Driveology, and you'll instantly save 10% on your auto insurance premium. Over time, your safe driving habits could earn you even bigger savings, up to 50%. Learn more and start saving with Driveology at fbfs.com/save. 10% savings applied at enrollment for select coverages. Future savings based on individual driving behaviors and varies by coverages selected. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners unanimously approved seismic testing on county roads and right-of-way. Adjacent landowners should be contacted first before testing begins. An earlier request last year was initially denied. Company officials met recently to outline the testing process. Work planned primarily in southwest Marshall and southeast Washington counties for hydrogen potential. May 29th through May 31st designated as free dump days in Marshall County. Criteria and limitations will be published prior to the dates. Washington County Commissioners met with township officials last Thursday. Last week's meeting was mostly routine business. Nemahal County Commissioners voted unanimously to approve 2024 fund transfers, including $25,000 from Emergency Preparedness, $11,000 from the Diversion Fund, $35,000 from the Appraiser's Account, $58,000 from Law Enforcement, $30,000 from Noxious Weed, and $10,000 from the Election Fund, all transferring to the General Fund, and $85,000 from Road and Bridge to the Special Machinery Fund. Gage County authorities advising that scammers are calling and claiming they're with the Sheriff's Office, then attempting to extort money from victims. If you receive a call or a text which you believe may be legitimate, hang up and call dispatch to confirm. Officials with Nebraska Department of Transportation met with local decision makers in Diller recently to outline a planned project for repair and replacement of the PWF road from Jefferson into Gage County. An estimated total cost of nearly $14 million would be funded in part through some $9 million that's been earmarked in recent years from a combination of federal and state funds, with a balance of some $4 million, which would be generated locally, with Jefferson County officials considering longer-term bond funding. Bids could go out as early as December 2026, with a two-year construction cycle beginning in the spring of 2027. Scientists joined the recent conversation and will be part of the evaluation of environmental impact, including wetlands. Deb Oldie has been appointed interim director for the North Central Regional Planning Commission, with the resignation of John Shea, who's moving on to a new post in California. He served with North Central the past 3 years. Deb Oldie served as assistant director of the strategic initiatives since 2022. Your news on your time, a podcast of the morning and midday news blocks, available Monday through Fridays on our website at KNDYradio.com and also on our social media. An injury accident was reported Sunday evening in Gage County, a half mile south of U.S. 77 on South 23rd Road. Shortly after 10 p.m., Wymore, Blue Springs, and Beatrice Rescue were called to a single vehicle rollover accident. Lifeline was called near the Wymore Cemetery. No further immediate details available. Thomas L. Tom Berger, age 65, of Summerfield, passed away Saturday. Massive Christian burial Thursday, 11 a.m., from Holy Family Catholic Church in Summerfield, interment in the church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 9 until 6, at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Tom Berger. Daniel R. Bubba Holly, age 51, of Hanover, passed away Thursday. Arrangements pending with the Hanover Mortuary in charge for Bub Holly. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chili, cinnamon roll, celery and carrots, and tropical fruit. Tomorrow, fried chicken, whole wheat bread, baked beans, coleslaw, and mandarin oranges. KNDY News Time, 7:13.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile-fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A wind advisory will be in effect from late this morning until early Wednesday morning. Some rain showers possible early on today, mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Southeast winds between 15 and 25 and gusting up to 45. Showers and thunderstorms likely overnight with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. South winds between 10 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Staying mostly sunny throughout Wednesday with our highs in the mid to upper 60s. Westerly winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30, then partly cloudy Wednesday night with our lows in the mid 30s and lower 40s. Northwest winds still between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. There will be a chance for some rain throughout Thursday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. Then more rain may continue into Thursday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. And still some rain possible by Friday with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Rain showers are likely into Friday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid-30s and lower 40s. And some rain on Saturday, mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature early April, 62. Record high in the state, 91. The average low, 37, and the record low, 17 degrees. Sunset this evening, 7:51. Sunrise in the morning at 7:11. It's 45 degrees ahead of sunrise. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 1st of April. It's April Fool's Day.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Worth keeping an eye on the sky this evening as thunderstorms develop across the region, tracking west-east. That activity will likely develop early evening in northeast Kansas, southeast Nebraska. Some areas of gusty wind with possible hail and tornadic activity are possible with these developing and tracking thunderstorms. Areas to our south are more in the bullseye of more severe weather, although it can't be out of the question for severe thunderstorm development, tracking across our region developing again early this evening, continuing overnight. Count on KNDY for continued coverage anytime severe storms move into our listening area.
Celebrate 20 years of music and memories at the Symphony in the Flint Hills signature event on June 14th, the grand finale of this iconic tradition. Spend the day exploring the prairie with roping demonstrations, guided walks, and engaging talks. Then, as the sun sets, experience the Kansas City Symphony, followed by a special performance by Kansas native Logan Mize and the artistry of powwow dancers. Don't miss this historic celebration. Get your tickets now at symphonyintheflinthills.org.
Break out the blind Blake. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. You may not have heard of it. There's a song that's about a century old. Blues guitarist Blind Blake. It's called Tampa Bound. That's what four women's teams are saying today. The Final Four is set. UConn heading to the national semis for a 24th time. That's a record. Huskies beat USC last night, 78-64. 31 points for Paige Beckers in the win. UConn gets UCLA Friday in the Final Four. The other semi, South Carolina and Texas. Longhorns advancing with a 58-47 win over TCU. Madison Booker, Rory Harmon combining for 31 in the win. NBA Lakers outlast Houston 104-98. LA moves a game behind the Nuggets for third in the West, 2.5 behind the Rockets for second in the West. Thunder beat the Bulls by 28 in a game Oklahoma City led by as much as 43. Clippers 96-87 over the Magic. Celtics top the Grizzlies 117-103. Pacers rally from down 16 and beat Sacramento 111-109. Speaking of Sacramento, Athletics fall to the Cubs 18-3 in their new minor league home, although it's not completely minor league. ESPN's Tim Kuhn.
they did a lot of things that the players wanted, which is improving the batting eye, built new clubhouses that are major league standard. There's a new big replay screen that kind of looks like if you put a 86-inch TV in a studio apartment, but hey, it's out there.
Number of fans wearing gear that said, I'd rather be at the Oakland Coliseum. Dodgers beat the Braves 6-1. LA is 6-0. Atlanta's 0-5. Braves also without Jurickson Profar. He's hit with an 80-game PED suspension. Padres still unbeaten. They beat Cleveland 7-2. Tigers get their first win, 9-6 over the Mariners. Giants 7-2 over Houston. Angels top the Cardinals 5-4-10. Reds route Texas 14-3. Eli De La Cruz a pair of homers and 7 RBI in his first game using the torpedo bat.
Amazing deals are happening now during Spring Fest at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, save an additional $100 on every $1,000 you spend on select major appliances. And get 5 bags of Stay Green Premium Color 2-cubic-foot mulch for just $10. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 4-2. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details and qualifying items. Excludes Hawaii. Discount taken at time of purchase.
Taxes was taxing. Now taxes is relaxing when you file for free.
I can file for free? TurboTax Free Edition. Roughly 37% of filers qualify. Simple form 1040 returns only. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free. I can file for free.
Now this is taxes. File for free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your maximum refund. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, and student loan interest. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free.
From ABC News, Wall Street now. After a day of wild gyrations, the Dow Jones gained 418 points to finish Monday, a point above 42,000. The S&P gained 0.5% during the trading session. The NASDAQ composite fell 0.14%. With a raft of new tariffs on goods imported from just about everywhere to take effect tomorrow, Goldman Sachs has raised the chances of a recession to 35%. The company also has lowered its forecast for U.S. economic growth this year to 1.5%. Hooters has filed for bankruptcy, but insists it isn't going anywhere. The restaurant chain plans to sell its 100 company-owned locations to a pair of franchise groups and intends to emerge from bankruptcy in as little as 90 days. After a two-month pause to update a software issue, Amazon is resuming drone deliveries in Texas and Arizona, the two states where the service is being tested. Amazon has set a goal of delivering 500 million packages by drone per year by 2030. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Good Tuesday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sims, back with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. And it is Tuesday morning, and at these times, we check in with the latest Steckline report with Larry Steckline. Larry, what's the latest?
Listen to this cattle on feed report that came out a few days ago. On feed, 98%, USDA says, compared to a year ago. That's down 2%. So that wasn't an earth-shaking figure. Placements were down to 82% of a year ago. Average trade guess, 85.5. But it doesn't make any difference. That is a very bullish number in anybody's opinion. Marketing's not too bad either. They were down 9%. The trade was guessing it to be down 8%. When you have less cattle on feed, you place a whole lot less cattle on feed than people thought, and your marketing's a good amount of the cattle that everybody thought. It kind of is a little bit of a bullish situation, isn't it? What's the outcome? It's kind of interesting to see the states. There wasn't hardly any state, I don't think any state, had placements over and above a year ago. I can tell you right now that it was down 13% in Nebraska compared to a year ago, 11% in Oklahoma, 27% lowered in Texas than a year ago, 22% lower in Kansas compared to a year ago. Those are pretty big numbers, folks. Pretty big numbers in major feeding states, the major feeding states of the nation. So all in all, don't look for anything except strong cattle prices until those numbers change. And I guarantee you it'll be at least 6 months for that. We'll see how things shape up as we get into the summertime. But in the meantime, we're selling a lot of meat. And on our next Steckline report, stand by for that. We'll show you and talk to you about how our consumers are liking our product called beef. See you then.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. pests like the American dog and Lone Star ticks have started making appearances all around Kansas due to warm spring weather. K-State veterinary entomologist Cassandra Olds says ticks are vectors of certain diseases and pose health risks. She discusses how to reduce the chances of tick bites.
The ticks need to be protected from the elements, and so they like to be in foliage, so grasses, leaf litter, and then they'll come out looking for a meal. So if you are in a area where you are in grasses, you have the risk of picking up a tick. The best thing you can do is look a little bit, you know, not fashion forward, but you tuck your pants into your socks, wear long socks, tuck your shirt into your pants so that there's no way for them to get in. You can even duct tape down your sleeves with some duct tape. You really just want to limit the entry points where tick can get in.
She explains the best method for detaching ticks.
People get freaked out because they don't want to touch it and things like that. Ticks are really easy to remove. Firstly, just stay calm, right? If you can get the tick off really quickly after it's attached to you, your chances of getting something nasty is significantly reduced. So get it off as soon as possible. So then what you want to do is grab the tick between your thumb and your index finger, and you can just steady but firm pressure pull away from the body. You can do it with tweezers and things like that, but the thing I like about using your actual fingers is you've got a lot more grip. With a tweezer, sometimes you can slip a few times and then you're starting to annoy the tick. It gets a little bit freaked out. It's, you know, you're squashing it, so anything that's in its gut can get forced back out. So you really want to limit that. Then just wash the area and keep it clean as you would with any injury or wound.
Olds shares what to do with them after removal.
You put it in a Ziploc baggie and you put it in the freezer and just hold on to it, right? If 2 weeks later you feel fine and healthy, go ahead and throw it away. But if by chance it was carrying something and then you start getting flu-like symptoms or you're not feeling great, you can then take that tick with you either to your doctor or send it into us for identification, because if we know which tick species it is, it narrows down what you might be infected with. So it gives us a head start for treatment. And we can also test ticks and see what it's infected with. So it just gives us a head start. Instead of just being, oh, I got bitten by a tick, that could be anything. We now know what species it is, and then we can treat accordingly. So keep your ticks in the freezer for a couple of weeks.
That was Cassandra Olds, veterinary entomologist at K-State, on how to hopefully avoid ticks and related health issues. Learn more through the K-State publication titled Ticks in Kansas. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
If you're expanding or replacing herd bulls, Leuenberger in Waterville has quality Sim Angus cross bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. With calving ease and strong growth characteristics, these yearlings warrant your attention. Call Leuenberger at Waterville today, 785-268-0647.
Automatic dishwashers are always more efficient than washing by hand, right? The math says not so fast. A closer look today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, April 1st, the 91st day of the year. Actress Debbie Reynolds was born on this day, and Apple Computers began operations on this day in 1976. Here's an argument that goes on in many households: which uses more water, doing dishes by hand or using a dishwasher? There are lots of variables that can tip the balance either way. But here are the numbers based on averages. A medium efficiency dishwasher uses about 6 gallons of water per cycle. Your sink faucet flows at a rate of 2 gallons per minute. So let's do the math. If you can limit faucet time to 3 minutes when hand washing, you can be as efficient as an automatic dishwasher. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can learn more about everything online. Just go to almanac.com.
728 from KNDY, 45 degrees this hour. Middle 60s on the high side Tuesday into Wednesday. We do have a front moving across this evening that could prompt severe thunderstorms. We're counting the bullseye, heavier activity to the south of us, but can't be overlooked along the Kansas-Nebraska state line, saying the activity should develop into the evening hours, continuing overnight with perhaps some accumulation of precipitation, which we could use. Should do without the gusty winds, chance of hail, and possible tornadic activity. Stay tuned. We'll have severe storm coverage should anything develop through the evening or overnight hours.
Good Tuesday morning. Sam's back with your latest Mid-America Sports Network update. As the women's college basketball Final Four has been set after the last two Elite Eight games took place last night, Texas downing TCU 58-47, and it won't be all one seeds as UConn, a two seed, downing USC 78-64 with the help of Coach Gino and Paige Beckers.
She just has a flair for the moment, you know. No matter what happened, that first quarter really didn't go her way at all, and yet she manages to find another level exactly when we need it. And she faces the toughest defense every night from their best player. I just like the fact she knows who she is. She knows that she's built for this, and she doesn't shy away from it. And, you know, I love her for it. And I'm glad we're getting another opportunity to play next weekend. I think she deserves it.
Beckers goes for 31, as it will be UCLA, Texas, South Carolina, and UConn for the Final Four.
If you missed or want to relive your favorite team's broadcast,
Hanover will be your back-to-back 1A Division II girls champion as Hanover wins their fifth title in school history.
Check out the KNDY Sports Rewind at KNDYRadio.com.
It got blocked by Loizo. Lane with a block on an easy layup. Potential play. Now right side wing three. Quick to Anderson. Yes! Anderson, three-pointers here in the first quarter for Frankfurt.
Whether history was made.
That will do it. The Lynn girls punched their first ticket to a state championship game with a 54-39 victory over Attica in the semifinal contest.
Or you want to relive the excitement, KNDY has had the coverage for over 50 years.
Long left-handed layup over defenders doesn't go. Parker knocks the rebound down all the way out front to Ava Smith. She'll play to Ann Torber at the other end. Fighting for position, takes it on a layup over Lauren O'Brien.
Check out the KNDY Sports Rewind or Coach's Corner at KNDYRadio.com and stay up to date with your favorite team all season long.
And that's all she wrote as the Axel Eagles break off the cap as Axel is your 2024-25 1A Division II champion for the second time in school history.
KNDY.